Cheers, it's filmed before a live studio audience.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Woody.
Is it all right if I hang some Christmas decorations in here?
Sure. Boy, is it that time again? Wow, Christmas comes earlier every year, doesn't it?
Well, I think if you check, Sam, it always comes on the 25th of December.
Of course. Thank you, Woody. Thank you. Oh, look at that, Woody. Nice Rudolph.
I made him myself.
No kidding.
You know, Rudolph is my favorite guy in the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
You know, apparently then, Woody, you're unaware that the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of the most unrealistic and therefore potentially damaging in all of children's music. It gives them a horribly distorted view of reality.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, it's easy to whistle.
No. Look, I'm serious. No, first the other reindeer tease and then ostracize him, and then when his abnormality proves of service, they use him. But then, do they allow him to play in their stupid reindeer games?
Yes.
Oh, no. I know how the song goes. In fact, not only do Donner, Blitzen, et al. Not love him and laugh out with glee, but they doubly despise the bulbous-nosed little whip. Well, I gotta be off. Happy holidays.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
What thinkst thou?
You look ridiculous.
Beg your pardon. This is an absolutely authentic example of feminine colonial headwear.
I'm sorry? Thou lookest ridiculous.
Hey, Miss Chambers, what's the pilgrim get up for?
Oh, I was hoping somebody might ask.
We're going to have to talk later, Woody.
My graduate American literature professor, Dr. Narsutis, annually recreates the first Thanksgiving dinner at his home. He only invites two or three favored students to break bread with his family and other honored guests, such as William Styron. And guess who's going to be there?
William Styron?
Yes, Woody.
Heck, anybody could have got it if they'd really been listening.
What a wonderful opportunity for you, Diane. You know, perhaps in the evening you can establish a rapport with Mr. Styron while passing the yams. Who knows? Come pie time, he may well have taken you under his wing and launched you into the literary galaxy.
Frazier, you and I are of like mind.
Except one of us is kidding.
Sam, I had thought we would spend the holidays together, but when you made no move in that direction, I made these alternate plans. I hope it won't spoil your holiday.
Thank you. No, I have other plans.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And in all fairness, I will understand if you get an escort for the day. It really wouldn't hurt my feelings in the slightest.
Good. Because I already have a date with Wendy.
How could you?
Now, you just said that it was okay, didn't you?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's fine. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Besides, I know that we'll have many holidays together when you and I are one.
You already are one, Diane.
So, what's everybody else doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like fun, too.
Well, I'm on my own this year.
Kids aren't with you?
Nah, they're in Atlantic City with Nick.
Yeah, this is my first Thanksgiving away from home. I mean, unless you count last year.
Wait a second. Listen to you. Carla, you have a new place. You could have a little gathering.
Forget it.
Oh, come on. What could be more enjoyable than opening your heart with holiday cheer?
Opening yours with a can opener?
That sounds great. No, I meant the first part, Miss Chambers.
Well, why not? But it's going to have to be potluck. Sammy, why don't you bring your date and join us?
All right. Tell you what, Carla. I'm good for dessert. So I've been told.
You know, I'm glad to see that you're all fending off the holiday blues. This time of year is filled with arguments, suicides, murders. Yeah, I guess it's the seasonal happiness of others tends to throw a glaring light on the flaws in our own interpersonal relationships. But gee, of course, that's no problem for me. I'm alone.
Want to join us for some bird, Fraser?
Could I?
Sure, the more the merrier.
Hey, so what time you want to see it, Callie?
What do you mean, us, Clavin? This party is for lonelies, not homelies. Besides, you'll be with your mother.
No, not this year. She's going down and ladle out some cream or something to the folks down at the rescue mission.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Why don't you join her?
Oh, are you kidding? I did my part this year. I was in Hands Across America, remember?
Okay.
Hey.
Norm, how about you and Vera?
Yeah. No, I can't make it this year.
What? Why not? I mean, we never even met Vera.
Yeah.
Now we gotta go to Vera's mother's. Such a drag. No beer, no TV. Heat turned up to 80.
Yeah, it's all right, Nami. You know, you gotta do what your little wifey wants you to do. You know, you either got him or you don't.
You know something, Cliff? You're absolutely right. 8 years I've been going to that old bat's house. I think Vera owes me one, all right?
Hey.
Gonna march in that house. I'm just gonna say, Vera, this year we're going to Carla's for Thanksgiving. That's the last I want to hear on the subject.
Hey, all right.
Good for you, Norm. Okay, Norm's out.
Just count me in, all right? We'll see.
Well, my house, noonish?
This is gonna be the greatest, huh?
All right.
I'm so relieved. Now I don't have to worry about my poor little Thanksgiving orphans. Whilst I sup with the literati.
Boy, you know, I don't know who's luckier. You, because you get to go to that great party, or us, because you get to go to that great party.
Take it down at the 40.
Oh,
hey, and there's the gun. Ending the first half.
Good to go, eh? Yeah, this is just like being back home.
Hey, Carla, look, I really want to tell you how much I appreciate you inviting me over here.
Don't mention it.
I really appreciate it.
No, I mean, don't ever mention to anyone that I let you in this house.
Look, may I change the channel, or are you guys watching this halftime salute to our fabulous universe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, the parade.
And who's this flying our way? None other than a 60-foot Mighty Mouse.
All right, Mighty Mouse.
I'll get it.
Good afternoon, buddy.
No! Where's Vera?
She's gonna put on a little more makeup. That first coat didn't really take. You know?
She is coming, isn't she?
Well, maybe.
Well, what are you saying, Aunt Emmy?
We had the worst fight of our marriage.
It's tough.
She knew how much this meant to me, and she still insisted on going to her mother's. So I told her, look, I'm going to Carla's. You want to meet me there? Fine. If you want to go to your mother's, you can just stay there.
Brutal.
Well, you know, Norm, I don't think you should worry about it. She'll probably come to her senses and show up.
And the important thing is that you're here with us now. This is going to be the best Thanksgiving ever.
All right, Woody. You know, I brought that turkey.
Mr. Pete, that turkey seems kind of big and raw. You think it's going to be ready in time for dinner?
Well, I had planned on just a bit more cooking time, Woods, but traffic on I-93 was bumper to bumper.
I-93? Took the side streets. I got here in 35 minutes, buddy.
Well, you didn't take Mass Avenue all the way.
I took Common.
That's what I got.
Common, it's got potholes in it. Ruins your shotgun.
I need the quickest way to get to the kitchen right now.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I'll show you everything.
Dennis are all waiting around for my contribution. Here you go.
Popcorn ball.
Shout out, yeah?
Yeah, aren't these what you brought to the Halloween party?
Well, yeah, they're a perennial favorite, Woodman.
Yeah, but aren't these the ones you brought to the Halloween
party? Let me... Hi. Hi, Sammy. I thought maybe you were Vera.
What? Boy, I can't wait to meet her.
Sammy, hey, Sammy.
Hey, Sam.
What does he think?
Oh, well, it's a change of plans. Her sister showed up from out of town, and they didn't like my idea, so what the hell, huh?
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Watch the break.
You know, the important thing is that you're here now, huh? Yeah. We're all here. This is going to be the greatest.
Yeah, sure.
Who needs family?
You know, Woody, you're right. Family is not necessarily limited to blood relations.
That's right. It's much better than hanging around with a bunch of dingbat cousins all day long that you don't get to see but once a year, eh?
Yeah, waiting for some duddy old aunt to show up and spoil all your fun.
Gobble, gobble.
Come on, open the door. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, Carla.
Okay. Maybe she'll choke on a drumstick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carla. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Sammy.
Oh, Carla, I like what you've done with the place.
What do you want?
Well, I decided that I'd rather be among friends than with my stuffy old professor.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What happened?
Oh,
come on.
I'm afraid my golden afternoon turned to dross.
Yeah, I thought it was clouding up.
The moment I arrived at the home of my professor, I was greeted by a man with a clipboard who handed me a tray and told me to serve a daiquiri to Miss Radswill. Mm. We students were invited as domestic help. It might be all right when you're a wide-eyed 19-year-old, but it's certainly not all right when you're... No.
We're all very sorry, Diane.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Well, at least you told that pinhead off, didn't you?
Oh, I dropped the tray, burst into tears, took a moment to freshen up my mascara, and fled.
Important thing is you're here now, huh? This is going to be great.
Did somebody put a gag on Andy Hardy?
You know, Diane, if I were you, I'd call that guy up and nail his sheepskin to the wall.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, better yet, why don't you go on over there and tell him in person?
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Narsoudis. This is Diane Chambers. Yes, the one who fled. Listen, I beg your pardon? Well, yes, of course I accept your apology. He's invited me back.
Best thing that
Dr. Narsoudis, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm here with my friends, my support system, and there's really no place I'd rather be. I trust this won't affect my grade. Thank you. Good day, sir.
You turned it down, huh?
Now that I find myself in the warmth of your company, how could I possibly go?
Oh,
I-93.
You holiday hooligans, give me a beer. So, Sam, thanks. Where's your date?
Oh, change of plans, Sean. Her sister showed up.
Of course she did. Chortle, chortle.
No, I'm serious. I had a date, then it fell through.
Oh, you don't have to convince me, Sam. I believe you.
I'm telling you the truth.
And I love you for it.
How's the turkey doing there, Norm?
I'd say pretty good for about 5 minutes.
Hey, halftime's over. The game's back John. Oh, you're watching sports?
Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it, Diane. Game's almost over.
Oh, I hope so.
Knocked away in a gin complaint, according to
isn't this game over yet?
Not yet.
No. Well, their uniforms are different colors than before.
Well, they got to change them every time they score a touchdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, I mean, where the hell is that bed?
So here's a big turkey.
So are you.
Absolutely right. You know, let's turn it back on a football, guys.
Come on. No, 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 enough is enough. I don't think watching television was the Pilgrims' original intent when they created the holiday.
Look. The turkey's probably almost done. Let's just adjourn to the dining room, huh?
All right. Okay, we'll be sitting boy, girl, boy, girl. Flavin, you can sit anywhere.
Somebody send me a seat. I got to see a man about a horse.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have to see a man about a horse.
All right. Yep. What do you say we dig into this Jell-O surprise here?
We're not eating until the turkey is on the table. Everybody went to a lot of bother to make this fine meal. We're not going to eat it in pieces. Keep your hands off food.
Listen, guys, the turkey's not exactly brown just yet.
So what color is it, then?
Off-white. Yeah. But I reset the timer and I turned up the gas. I expect a little pop thing will be popping out any time now.
Great. Well, I hope it hurries, because I'm starved.
Yeah. Oh, phew.
Well, I suggest we take advantage of the delay and engage in one of my family's favorite little Thanksgiving traditions. Huh? Sam, I know you're standing in the hallway. Get in here.
Rats.
In lieu of grace, we stand up and take turns toasting that for which we are thankful. Since you're already standing, Sam, why don't you begin?
All right, I'm thankful that I have a supercar and a cool stereo, and that I'm not dressed in a pilgrim's outfit.
You make a mockery of everything.
Oh, well.
Hey, can I go next?
I don't see a line.
I'm thankful that I'm an American.
Hey, all right.
I'm thankful for the upbringing my parents gave me. I'm thankful for all the friends I've made in Boston. And I'm thankful that I can do this.
Yo!
Can you guys do this?
That makes my thing look kind of stupid. Well,
I can wiggle my ears. Watch this.
Nothing. You guys ever see
Tom push with his ears flapping?
Please, please, we are not here to be thankful for strange things we can do with our bodies. Norman, you're next.
Oh, I'm thankful that there's a turkey in the kitchen that needs to be checked.
Yeah, get the damn thing out here.
Step.
All right, I guess I need to give you an indication of what I had in mind. Now, I, too, am very thankful for my health and for my dear friends, but on this very special occasion, my mind goes back over the years to the people who have influenced me, and I would like to name some of them for you. Teilhard de Chardin. George Sand. Caravaggio. Oh, Emily Dickinson. The Buddha. Frank Lloyd Wright. Joan d'Arc. Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Guys, listen, I'm having a slight problem with the damn bird, eh?
Oh. What color is it now, Norman?
Well, I think we're moving into the earth tones.
This better be good news, Norm.
Look, I'm sorry, guys. A little pop thing won't pop out. Something wrong with it.
Something wrong with you.
No, it's a little pop thing.
Hey, could somebody please explain to me where the little pop thing is on the turkey? I mean, because maybe it's different in the city, but in the country where I come from, turkeys aren't born with little pop things.
The little pop thing has a name. It's called a thermometer. Now, can we, oh, please say thermometer.
Thermometer,
yeah. We can say it till we're blue in the face. It's not going to make it pop out any faster. I think something's wrong with your oven, Carla.
Hey, my oven was just fine until you stuffed Birdzilla in it.
Come on, you guys, come on. Hey, you know what? We don't have to bite each other's heads off here.
Maybe the only thing we get to eat this day, Sammy.
Hey, you guys, this is Thanksgiving, and I still say this is going to be the greatest.
Oh, who the hell do we think we're kidding? We're all a bunch of pathetic dropouts. Scorned by our loved ones as if anybody ever loved us at all.
Hey, will you lighten up, man? The only thing wrong here is we're hungry now. Who else wants to join me in these ice-cold potatoes?
Hey, go great here with the jello soup.
No, I'm dying to try some of the hair growing on the crudité.
Me my peas. I made them so I know they're okay.
Was that remark directed at me, Carla, by any chance?
No, it was directed at your stupid turkey and your stupid stuffing and your stupid gravy.
What's wrong with my gravy?
Oh, nothing, except you could walk across the skin on top of it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Julia Child. Here's your perfect peas. Oh, look, I spilled one. Sorry.
Thank you. Norm, I'm sorry about what I said about your gravy.
All right.
It's okay.
Fine.
And so are the carrots.
Anybody want some of these lovely yams?
Woody, would you care to test the gravy skin?
I have never been witness to such a silly, soft... Sam Malone, kiss your butt goodbye!
I knew this was going to be the greatest. Yeah.
Good bird.
Yeah.
Hey, Diane, may I say, George. You love saucy and cranberry.
That's why you can, Sam. Oh. Just remember that revenge is a dish best served cold. You won't know when and you won't know where, but I'm going to get you.
Now that we're done with dinner, I'd like to make a toast to our loved ones who weren't fortunate enough to be here
with
us.
Nice
talk. Mom... Dad, Uncle Fergie.
My kids.
Yeah. All right, Vera.
Yeah.
Ma.
Coach.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There.
Here.
Oh, God bless
nice.
You all. Well, I think we're about ready for dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody good enough to eat?
You know, I never had a chance to try the potatoes.
I'll get it.
Oh, well, here, let me...
Oh, thank you.
There you go, man.
Sam. You saved.
Vera, you came. Honey, I'm so happy. Hey, you guys, come on, Vera. Come on in and meet all the guys.
This is great. We finally get to meet Vera.
Sam, think fast.
Everybody, this is Vera.
Charming friends, Norm. Get your coat.
Yes, dear.